Do you use those?
Not so much.
Okay. Do people around here have a name for a dog that's not a purebred, but it's just a mixed breed dog?
Oh, I don't know. Especially.
Okay. How about if you had a calf or a, well, particularly a calf that was orphaned at a young age? What would you call one of those? Would you call it a dogie?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
We didn't take the calves away from cows when they're tiny and hand-fed them.
Okay. Okay. This is a funny one. I think back on when I was little. When I was very little, my grandfather would always tell me and my cousin, now, if you're going to walk up through that pasture, don't step on those cow pies. He'd never say manure. He'd say, did y'all have name? Were they, what would people in this area call
cow chips?
Cow chips.
Cow chips.
Okay.
Cow chips. They dried in the early days, early settlers, they used them for fuel.
To burn in their fireplaces or stoves?
Yeah, stoves.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. In fact, they call it prairie fuel.
Prairie
fuel. Yeah. In fact, I know that one I told about some fella came there to Sedgwick way back in the early day and went to the lumber yard, and there they had a big pile of them there for sale. Somebody brought them in and piled them up there to sell them. If you've got a large herd of cattle out on the grass and wherever they lay down for the night, when they get up in the morning, they empty out, and you've got nice chunk of chicken.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Were there different names for horse manure? What would they have called it? They called it biscuits?
No.
Okay. Just manure?
No.
Okay. I just wonder.
There's horses there. They were in lumps.
Okay.
Like a cow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's. I didn't know that about the cow chips. That's interesting.
Yeah. When I wrote this history, there was a family that had come into the area 20 years before I did, and they had also family put together a little history, and not very many pages, but they gave me their. What they had written, so it gave me a kind of a background for me to work on mine and understand and know the old timers and such like. But they told about it in that. Some fellow came to Sedgwick visiting his brother, and brother was running the lumber yard, and there they were. And he set one of the little kids up on that and took a picture of him. Now that they laughed about it, some young fellow went back east and brought his bride out. Well, she'd never been out there that way. And they came in a lodgepole. It's a little village between here and Sydney. And that's where he picked her up, the train. Going home, well, he stopped and got a bag of coal. And the coal was gone. Well, they headed back to the cow chips. She couldn't hardly think of carrying anything like that, handling anything like that when she's fixing the fire. They said that the first time, a few times, she took two sticks and held it to handle them. Said a few weeks later, they come by, and there she was going to the house with an apron full. Well, they were clean. Yeah. Cows ate grass. And what else was there to make them dirty?
Different life, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Did y'all ever burn it? Did you ever have to burn it in your stove?
No, we never did, although, well, we